is almost as many letters in his name than there are symbols on a phone. But that doesn't stop Index's digital activism nominee from using the device to change the landscape of citizen journalism.
My name is Shubhranshu, but many people call me Shu.
With the touch of a button, he has sparked not only change in communication, but democracy in central India.
I am a journalist. I worked with many international organizations like BBC and Guardian before. And from last 10 years, I am working on an experiment to see if media or journalism can be democratized. If you look at countries like India, majority of people feel confident or do not feel handicapped while speaking. They feel handicapped or don't feel comfortable in reading and writing. So voice is the medium, and the communication tool which they have, which they own, is mobile phone. But mobile phone is a personal communication tool. It is not a mass communication tool. So what we are trying is using a platform where people feel empowered, using a machine which people own, and converting it by a prudent mixture of mobile phone and internet and possibly radio to create a democratic communication platform where the last person of the community has equal say. Like, so if I and you or whoever wants to tell a story, what they do is they pick up their phone and speak up, and they call a number. They call a telephone number which is linked to a computer. So when they call that number, it's called IVR system, interactive voice recording system, which is installed in that server or in that computer. It gives you two options. While we talk or while we communicate, we do two things. Either we listen or we speak. So it gives you two options. If you want to speak, press one. If you want to listen, press two. So people, when they want to speak, tell their stories, they press one and record their messages. These messages then come to computers, and there are volunteers who we call moderators or editors from the community. They listen, cross-check, verify, as it happens in any in a journalistic platform. And then when they release that message, that is available for people to hear on the phone when they call next time. And instead of pressing one, when they press two, they're able to hear the stories one after. So we are able to bring hope to many in this country who were feeling more and more marginalized, more and more hopeless. We want many clones of CG Net Swara all over the place. And all these clones, all these platforms need to be owned by people, run by people, and run by people elected by the people. And they need to be connected to each other. By this way, we will be able to create, hopefully, an example of a bottom-up, more equitable, more democratic communication platform, which will help us bring peace, make a better tomorrow, a more beautiful future.